Cindy, specifically, what kind of tests are you opposing?
Tests with high stakes punitive consequences. These are tests that have too much power in regards to what happens to the student if they don't do well on the test. They are tests that are not formative. They are tests that measure teachers and not students, and they are not useful in the education of our children.
Critics say the students are being given too many assessments. They question how good these tests really are at assessing kids. They wonder how the results might be used. What else are you concerned about?
We're concerned that students' futures are being determined by one test. Kids should be assessed using multiple measures that include, with equal weight, our teacher-developed and delivered assessments. Our testing system has ceased to be about evaluating a student, and it's all about comparing our students to other students across the country and across the world, which this country tests everyone. We test kids who don't speak English. We test kids who have learning disabilities. Those other countries don't test the same way that we test. One of our biggest complaints is that teachers have been left out. We need to go back to trusting teachers to do the job we hired them for. The teacher knows better than anyone how my student is doing in their classroom. These are tests that students are going to have to take, and it has nothing to do with students. It's about performance pay for teachers.
Why do you think the anti-testing movement is gaining traction?
I think that we've had some hyper-awareness of what is happening in the testing world of our children. And I think it's happened because we have had so many new assessments all being implemented in 1 year. We have a brand new test replacing FCAT that nobody has seen. We are implementing a new accountability system for teachers, and that's the end of course exams. And these kids are having to take hours and hours of tests, which means less instruction time.
So what is your goal? Ultimately, what do you want to see happen in schools with testing?
The opt-out movement was never about convincing districts to opt out of tests. The opt-out movement has always been about teaching families how to opt out their own students. What we need the districts to do is get out of our way. The opt-out movement is about protest through not taking the test. Our goal is to bring the machine, the testing machine, to a stop.
What do you think useful and worthwhile testing looks like?
I think that useful testing is an assessment that a student does, that the teacher gets to really evaluate the gains and growth of the children in their classroom. What we want to see happen is for our students to be evaluated using authentic assessment. And that means we would like for teachers to be able to weigh in on evaluating students with equal weight of a test. We would also like to be able to see the test once it's been graded. Until we can see the results of the test, we aren't going to take them. There's just no reason to have a student denied a diploma based on a test that they can never, ever see the results of.